This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The Edge.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie? A little dog showed up and it distracted me.
Oh, are you okay?
No.
Okay.
Look how little he is.
Brought to you by Kids Care Dental and Orthodontics. Playing this morning is Stephanie. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Stephanie, where are you from?
Sacramento.
And you brought your son Jaden, who's hanging out with us.
He's a pistol. And talking trash.
Yeah. He's been talking a lot of trash.
I will talk trash to a child.
He assures me that you're going to lose.
Oh, he's assured me of the same thing.
Yeah. Wow. All right. We are broadcasting live from the state capitol this morning. Stephanie, will you do us a favor? Gavin, where are we sending Katie?
She brought noise-canceling headphones.
Oh, okay. So.
But she still needs to hobble away because if she sits right next to you, she can still hear.
Okay. All right. Stephanie, do us a favor. Kick Katie away from us.
Katie, I'm going to kick you away.
Stephanie, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today the jackpot $240.
Woo!
But if you tie...
That's a lot of pressure, Stephanie.
Yeah, that's
I'm really nervous because he's staring at me, too.
But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready to play?
Okay.
Gavin, are you ready?
100%.
These questions have been officially approved by the Are You Smarter Than Katie committee. All right, I'm waiting for the thumbs up whenever she is locked and secured, wherever she's going.
What is she doing? Laying in the dirt?
Is she in the dirt? Is she playing with the skunks?
She's laying. She's on the Capitol steps.
She's sleeping on the steps, which is not the first time that's happened to anybody sleeping on the steps of the Capitol. All right, here we go. Question number one. We are live from the state capitol this morning. Did you know Sacramento was California's sixth capital since 1854? Which one of these cities was not a capital of California? Was it Monterey, Vallejo, or Eureka?
Eureka?
Question two. Mexican drug kingpin El Chapo was sentenced to life in prison plus 30 years at the Supermax Federal Prison in Colorado yesterday. He also has to pay a fine of $12 billion.
Oh, my God.
What is the name of the body of water that separates Mexico from the peninsula on its western coast?
Pacific?
Okay.
Question three. Pokemon Detective Pikachu. Am I saying that right, Kevin?
Pikachu.
Pokemon Detective Pikachu is the highest grossing video game based movie of all time. It passes Lara Croft Tomb Raider recently to become number one in the United States. Who voiced Pikachu in the movie?
Ryan Reynolds.
Question four. Comic-Con has officially kicked off for 2019. People from all over the world flocking to be a part of it. Where is the original and world's biggest Comic-Con held?
Oh. Sacramento? I felt it when I said it. Yeah.
And question five. Back in the 90s, Columbia House was a company that offered you the opportunity to buy 12 CDs for 1 cent. You just had to buy one CD at a regular price within 6 months. It ended up being a huge scam, costing people hundreds of dollars in CDs they didn't want. If you spent 9 cents and didn't buy any regular price CDs, how many CDs would you be able to get?
Can you repeat it?
Sure. Columbia House was a company that offered you the opportunity to buy 12 CDs for 1 cent. If you spent 9 cents and didn't buy any regular price CDs, how many CDs would you be able to get?
9.
Fine. Okay.
All right.
Somebody hit Katie. Throw a rock at her.
Right. Throw some bread at her.
How did the Columbia House thing... Why was it a scam? I never did it.
Okay, so because they would automatically send you CDs you didn't want, and if you didn't want them, you would have to take the time to send them back, or they charged you full price, which
was like... And people wouldn't do it?
people would like forget about it or whatever, and oh so you get stuck with all these CDs.
There she is.
All right. Katie, you are going for your 262nd win today.
Okay.
And by the way, we have a great crowd out here at the State Capitol this morning. Make some noise for yourselves. We are live on Instagram Live. Give us a follow at End1065. If you get seasick, it's because Kevin's in control of the camera this morning.
Oh, my God. He was being so annoying when I was back there sitting, waiting.
Uh-huh.
A, he kept talking to me.
Uh-huh.
I had noise-canceling headphones on.
Oh, yeah.
B, he was had the camera right in my face while I was just sitting there doing nothing. He wouldn't move it.
He does that all the time.
Listen, he's in a salty mood.
In the saltiest mood.
All right, Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
Question one, live from the state capitol this morning. Did you know Sacramento was California's sixth capital since 1854? Which one of these cities was not a capital of California? Was it Monterey, Vallejo, or Eureka?
Monterey.
That's incorrect. It is Eureka.
Huh.
Monterey was the capital in 1774, and Vallejo was the capital in 1852.
Okay, well.
Question two. Mexican drug kingpin El Chapo was sentenced to life in prison plus 30 years in the Supermax federal prison in Colorado yesterday. He also has to pay a fine of $12 billion. What is the name of the body of water that separates Mexico from the peninsula on its western coast?
Are you kidding me?
3 seconds.
The Rio Grande.
What?
That's incorrect.
Oh, you knew what it was?
I know it's not the Rio Grande.
Okay, but do you know what it is?
Yeah.
You're such a liar.
It is the Gulf of California.
What the body of water is called?
It's like, so in Mexico, they have that peninsula, right? The Baja California? The water.
I only recently found out that, you know what, forget it.
Okay.
Remember my Texas-Mexico fiasco?
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
I thought that Texas was landlocked.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember that. Okay, question three. Pokemon Detective Pikachu is the highest grossing video game based movie of all time. It passed Lara Croft Tomb Raider recently to become number one in the United States. Who voiced Pikachu in the movie?
Ryan Reynolds.
That is correct. Question four, Comic-Con has officially kicked off for 2019. People from all over the world are flocking to be a part of it. Where is the original and world's biggest Comic-Con held?
San Diego.
That is correct.
Wow.
Yeah, what a nerd I am, huh?
You're such a nerd.
And question five, listen carefully. Back in the 90s, Columbia House was a company that offered you the opportunity to buy 12 CDs for 1 cent.
Oh, wow.
Remember that?
Yeah.
You had to buy one CD at regular price within 6 months. It ended up being a huge scam, costing people hundreds of dollars in CDs that they didn't want. If you spent 9 cents and didn't buy any regularly priced CDs, how many CDs would you be able to get?
Okay. I see what we're doing here.
Yeah.
108.
That is correct.
What?
Got it.
Everyone, come on. Give her a bigger round of applause. That was hard.
Have
you guys ever seen like a bear ride a bicycle at the circus? You know how hard that is for the bear? That's what just happened in front of your eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
These people just. Oh,
she did multiple games.
She's a bear riding a bicycle, guys.
Oh, jeez.
108 CDs.
Oh, God. What a day to be alive.
What a day to be alive.
Am I the smartest person you know?
Yes.
Yes.
I knew it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Texas was landlocked.
Shut up, you guys. You were just on my side, and now you're she doesn't know where Texas is.
All right, today's final score, Stephanie 2, Katie 3. Katie is the winner.
Man.
Listen.
That means your mom lost.
Yeah.
And now what did I say, Jaden?
What do you have to say?
I said...
Step up to that microphone, buddy.
Yeah, step up to the microphone.
Into this microphone. Just don't swear like you were.
I'll tell you what you have to say. I told you if I beat your mom, you have to say I'm the smartest woman in the world and you wish you were my son.
No, you're not.
Wow.
I will talk trash to a child. I've said that many times.
All right.
Trash.
Oh, look, he's not even on the microphone and he's talking trash.
Wow, someone's going to get hit.
Is it me?
Yeah.
All right, listen, we'll add $20 to the jackpot. Monday we'll play for $260. Her record stands 262 wins and 51 losses. Stephanie, thank you so much for coming out to see us. I am sorry, but go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
That is okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.